107.5 FM, W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. President Trump ordering the National Guard to Portland. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem is there. This despite a judge's order blocking the president's guard deployment in Oregon. Meanwhile, in Chicago, Mayor Brandon Johnson said the Trump administration has not told him where the National Guard is, when it may arrive in Chicago, or what its task will be.
The federal government is out of control. This is one of the most dangerous times in our nation's history.
Chicago and the state of Illinois sued Trump on Monday over the Chicago Guard deployment. The government shut down entering its second week, President Trump warning that back pay for some 750,000 furloughed federal workers is not guaranteed. Matt Van Epps, a former commissioner in Tennessee Governor Bill Lee's administration, won a crowded Republican primary today and a special election to replace Republican Congressman Mark Green, who left office this summer. This is ABC News. Oklahoma is planning to add padding to a brick wall around Owen Field after Keontae's Lewis ran head first into the wall this past weekend. Head coach Brett Venables.
Yeah, I think they're putting some padding. I don't know exactly when or how much and all of that, but I think they're going to put some padding around, you know, that brick area where we're vulnerable.
It was the first quarter of Saturday's win over Kent State when Lewis hit the wall. When a pass was overthrown, he was briefly motionless and then carted off the field. Toyota recalling nearly 400,000 vehicles because the rearview camera might not display when backing up. Included are 2022 through 2025 Tundra and Tundra hybrids and 2023 through 2025 Sequoia hybrids. European Space Agency says an asteroid just flew closer to Earth than many satellites. 10-foot asteroid called 2025 TF flew over Antarctica at a distance of 265 miles. Dave Packer, ABC News.
This is Robert Pilot of Nativerts Radio. On our show, we share stories from Turtle Island highlighting the people and issues shaping our communities. From protecting water to treaty rights and preserving languages and traditions, we cover it all. Hear voices like Arvina Martin of Emerge Wisconsin, Dr. Stately, Robert Lilligren, and more. Because Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Dr. Kristen Lierley.
At what point are we as a society going to stand up and say, hey, wait a minute, something's wrong here? This is just the latest attack on women, on trying to control our bodies. They want women to have more babies. They don't want us to have birth control. They don't want us to get abortions. They don't want us to take medications. They want us to be in pain. They don't want us to have hospitals to be able to go to. They're defunding all of our rural hospitals.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to 107.5 WLAK, Amory's home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
Another Brewers comeback. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers with a 7-3 win over the Cubs last night in Milwaukee. The crew now up 2-0 in the best of 5 series, which now moves to Chicago tomorrow afternoon, just after 4 o'clock. Manager Pat Murphy.
How does this team have the best record in baseball? Then nobody predicted they'd be over 500. And then we have all the injuries. Certainly nobody was banking on us.
Home runs from Andrew Vaughn, Jackson Churio, and William Contreras, who says he dedicates it to the fans.
I'm going to do everything for the Brewer fans. I'm going to do everything for my teammate. I want to be one of the best on the plate. I want to be the best catcher. They have to look control how play. I want to bring that energy too for the team. And now it's showtime.
The Cubs now down 2-0.
After getting off to a great start, those mistakes were 2-3-run homers is going to be, you're not going to win playoff games giving up 2-3-run homers. That was just too much to overcome.
That's Cubs manager Craig Counsell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
107.5 WLAK, Amory's real news and great conversation, and home for the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Frost advisory overnight, mostly clear, areas of frost and lows in the low 30s. We'll look for sunshine for tomorrow, highs in the upper 50s, and continued warming for Thursday and Friday, with sun, highs in the mid 60s. Right now it's 43.
Todd Alba.
As the government remains shut down, what solutions are in sight, if any? And the political fallout in Wisconsin. We'll discuss it with Trigvi Olson, the Lincoln Project, and Pat Kraitlow. Next time, join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Hey everybody, Todd Alba here. If you've been to a Wisconsin sports event, especially a football game, you've heard his voice.
First and 10, Wisconsin.
That's Badger Public Address announcer Mike Mankey. Join us Friday afternoon at 2:30 as we catch up with the Badger legend during UW Homecoming Week. How does he come up with those iconic calls?
Run, Dane!
And what are his best Badger moments? Join us for a conversation with Mike Mankey Friday at 2:30 on the Todd Alba Show.
Matt Nair on air.
He joins us every Friday at this time for some recombobulation. He is also Civic Media's political editor. Dan Schaefer is here.
Tom Tiffany has made it official. He is running for governor. I think he is a Trump endorsement and a strong fundraising quarter away from clearing the field.
Well, but Tony Weed has endorsed him, which is like being Trump adjacent.
It's like the transitive property of endorsements.
Yes.
The 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon, only just sad.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach. And Calvin Butenoff coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same. It's 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Lots of things coming up on the show for you today. Mornings with Pat Kraitlow, host. Pat Kraitlow joining us after the 9:30 news. He's on the road. He's actually in Texas, but still doing the show. He is a dedicated broadcaster.
He is.
Going to be joining us after 9:30. We're going to talk a little bit about Tom Tiffany, of course, has entered the gubernatorial race. And apparently, since he made his big announcement that he's jumping into the race, his website has changed.
It's Tom Version 2.0.
Tom 2.0.
Tom Tiffany 2.0. Tom Tiffany. Yeah, we'll work on it. But yeah, it's exactly what needs to happen for someone running for this kind of office. And we'll see where it takes him.
We'll talk about that with Pat Kraitlow. In hour number two, she is back and you can catch her across Civic Media. The fabulous farm babe Pam Yonke is going to be joining us after 10 o'clock. We love Pam. And we're going to be talking about tariffs and what she's hearing from Wisconsin farmers on how this is affecting them and how they feel about this alleged bailout that's going to be coming or in 2 weeks, I'm sure. Everything's in 2 weeks. And we also want to talk about the mental health crisis, which we have talked to Pam about many times before.
Yeah.
And this, especially now with the squeeze that farmers are feeling.
Yeah.
There has to be a lot more pressure. So we're going to talk to Pam Yonke in hour number two. And then the last half an hour of the show, as we always do, we'll lighten it up with audio sorbet Terry Barr, Civic Media's genie of just about everything, an award-winning journalist, does a great segment called Slice of Wisconsin, where we learn things about unique things in Wisconsin that you may not have heard of. You never heard of the Mustard Museum.
I had never heard of the Mustard Museum. But when you hear about it, the moment you hear about it, you say,
that thing.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That thing. And finally, we'll wrap up the show at the very end with this shouldn't be a thing. Today, it's the hot and spicy edition.
Just like me.
Yes. So stay tuned for that very briefly. And we'll talk about this in a little bit more in about 15 minutes. But the Brewers did win last night, beat those Cubbies 7-3 to take a 2-0 lead in the NLDS. Game 3 is tomorrow at Wrigley Field.
I'm going to save all of my commentary for later on.
All right. We're going to talk about the Brewers and the special train that's going down to Chicago tomorrow. Amtrak is running a special train down there. We would love to hear from you if you're going to the game.
Yeah. Godspeed.
Yeah. So let us know. And we'll talk about that in about 15 minutes. Stick around for that. Also, we wanted to congratulate our multi-state Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest. The grand prize winner, Calvin, let's have a little Drum roll, please. The grand prize winner of those fabulous tickets. Dennis from Minocqua. Dennis from Minocqua, listening on WCQM, picked up those two indoor club level tickets to see Green Bay in Minnesota November 23rd at noon with a gas card to get him there and back.
So amazing.
Thank you so much, Dennis, for listening, and to everybody else too who took part in the contest. It was really great fun. We will be doing more of these contests.
Oh, yeah.
So just make sure that you have the Civic Media app. That's the only way to enter.
And we talked about it quite a bit yesterday in the second hour, but it's just a nice reminder. When you have the app, you can participate in contests. You can call us directly through the app. You can text us directly through the app. You can leave a voice note directly through the app. Even if you don't like us, because America.
Even if they're nasty.
Yeah, even if they have really graphic suggestions. But sure. The point is you can do a lot with that app. You can also get your news from that app. You can customize it to where you live or the news that you want. And you can listen to us anywhere in the world. We've gotten text messages from New Zealand, from Vienna,
yep.
East Brunswick, New Jersey. That is
the outer reaches of the world.
I think experts call it take us with you ability.
I like it.
Here you go.
Go to wherever you get your apps. Go to your app store. Look for Civic Media, C-I-V, Civic Media, and download the Civic Media app. It is
absolutely free.
Wanted to start off with this. From the Wisconsin Examiner, Alexander Scherr has the byline, Wisconsin must verify citizenship of registered voters and new applicants. A Waukesha County judge on Friday ordered the Wisconsin Elections Commission to determine if any non-citizens are registered to vote and to stop accepting voter registrations without verifying that the applicant is a U.S. citizen. There is no evidence. None. Zippo, zero. No evidence of widespread election fraud. Joe Biden won the 2020 election. Donald Trump lost the 2020 election. There were more than 60 court cases that they lost. He lost the election. We just can't get over. They just can't get over that. Just can't get over it.
No, this is. I think experts in the field would call this a phenomenal waste of time.
It is a phenomenal waste of time and also money. For one thing, there are no processes in order to do what this judge is asking. So there is nothing in place on how you are going to double check to see if these people are citizens.
Yeah. The thing is, this is nothing new, Jane. This has been a push from, Judge Maxwell is the one who signed the letter, and I've been trying to look him up, but I'm pretty sure where he falls on the line of politics, because they have been trying to push this narrative for a long time. Voter ID,
Drop boxes are bad
and everything to, let's just step back and take a look at all of this stuff, whether we're talking about voter ID, whether we're talking about absentee voting, whether we're talking about drop boxes, whether we're talking about now screening to make sure everyone's a citizen. I mean, first of all, once again, creating a solution out of no problem.
Yes.
Just like voter ID, creating a solution out of no problem whatsoever. And it is, this is like climate change in a sense where the experts who study this have come together and said over and over again, there is not enough evidence to show widespread conspiracy in any election that takes place in this country. When people vote illegally, they usually get caught.
Yes, they do.
And they get fined or jailed. The process works. The ability for people to do their job is being hampered when you put on top of this a new process that says you now must check everyone's citizenry when they are going to vote. We trusted everyone before, and it pretty much worked the way it was. But my point being, when you take a step back and you look at all of this and all of the belly aching, well, we just want to make sure it's safe, and we want to make sure our elections are fair, and we want to make sure that those terrible human beings from other countries who can't legally vote aren't voting. This is just voter intimidation. This is voter disenfranchisement. This is trying to hamper the process and get people to not vote because they think, well, if I have to go and prove that I'm a citizen, why should I go? If I have to prove who I am, say a woman who has been married and has to change my name and get a bunch of paperwork, why would I even vote in the first place? This is all voter suppression. And it's coming from one side, and it is a guaranteed right in our Constitution to vote. What does it say about the people who are pushing the narrative then? It really is tiresome to have to keep bringing it up because you have to keep telling them they're not, they don't care about the elections. They want you to stay home.
They do. Less participation is better for them.
Yes. Less education is better for you.
Yes.
Less voting, less knowledge, less nuance, less everything. Just follow it.
Somebody said once he loved the poorly educated. Waukesha County Circuit Court Judge Michael Maxwell. Had opposed the commission, the election commission opposed this initial request. They said there is no state law that calls for requiring documented proof of citizenship.
Mm-hmm.
Also said the DOT has no obligation to match citizenship data with voter records. Again, this judge in Waukesha, the Waukesha County Circuit Court, Judge Michael Maxwell, rejected that, saying the agency is failing in its duty to ensure that only lawful voters make it onto the voter rolls. If you have questions about this and mm-hmm. how far back this goes, talk to Todd Alba,
yes.
the host of the Todd Alba Show from mm-hmm. 2 to 4 across the network.
Yeah.
He worked for a Republican congressman for many, many, many years.
Yeah.
He was there when they first started talking about gerrymandering districts.
He was in the room.
He was in the room where it happens.
Nice reference.
In the room where it happens. And saw the glee with which some Republican lawmakers talked about restricting the voting rights of people of color, specifically.
Mm. Yeah.
Ask Todd about it. That's when Todd left the Republican Party.
2011.
Because he didn't want to be part of this.
No. No.
And again, if your policies are so good, then people would vote for the policies. But rather than make policy that the public wants, they are going to restrict the amount of people who can vote rather than change their policies.
Well, and also just look at the history of Wisconsin alone. They got voter ID years ago. That should have solved the quote unquote problem. But it didn't.
It didn't.
We had to enshrine it in our Constitution for some reason. Because when you can't pass a bill, you put it in the Constitution. That comes.
We do a referendum.
Who said that? Do a referendum. She's from the League of Women Voters.
I'm trying to blank.
Deb Cromwell.
Deb Cromwell.
Cronmiller.
Yep.
Said when you can't pass it on the floor, you put it as a referendum.
Yep.
And that's not the way to do things. And then. So it's in the Constitution. Now we want to make sure everyone says, how badly do you not want people to vote?
Pretty badly. Because they're still fighting drop boxes.
Yes.
They still want to fight drop boxes, which Brian Schimming, the head of the Wisconsin Republicans,
mm-hmm.
encouraged people to use in the last election.
Bank your vote.
Bank your vote.
And it worked for you, too. It worked in the 2024 election for Republicans. Early voting was through the roof among Republicans because they had never really had permission. But now it's evil again. And it was only evil, I guess, for Donald Trump. Nobody else. Everybody else on there, you won. But he lost. And we need to do it again.
Well, and that still, to me, is the biggest jump out of that whole
yeah.
argument. Of all the people on that ballot, because all the names are on one ballot,
mm-hmm.
only one race got changed.
Yeah.
And if they were really... If the Democrats were really good at rigging things, then they not only would have rigged the presidential election, but they would have rigged a whole bunch of other House seats and Senate seats, right?
And just
locked up power.
The day the Democrats can rig anything, I mean, like the closest they're going to come to rigging an election is by writing a strongly worded letter to each county clerk and saying, hey, guys, you should make sure our person wins. Because the Democrats are really good at that.
We're going to keep an eye on this and let you know what's going on with this. And by the way, check your voter registration.
Yes.
Go to myvote.wi.gov. Make sure you're still on the voter mm-hmm. rolls. When we return, a fast train to Chicago, baby.
Chucka chucka choo choo.
Heading to Wrigley Field. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
And welcome back to our true crime podcast. Our guest today is Sean Cleary.
Wait, what? We are supposed to be doing a commercial about Cleary's storage, egg, and sports facilities.
Great point, Sean. It was a warm summer evening in 1978 when a young man with a hammer...
Whoa, again, not a true crime podcast. I want to talk about Cleary designing the building of your dreams.
In a world where things aren't what they seem.
Okay, give me that. Good grief. Visit ClaryBuilding.com today and experience the Cleary difference.
Does a 2025 federal law cut funding for some emergency broadcast alerts? Yes. A law signed by President Donald Trump on July 24th rescinds $9 billion, including $1.1 billion from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, or CPB. CPB, which funds NPR, PBS, and affiliates, announced it would shut down. Smaller rural stations rely heavily on CPB for weather and emergency alerts. Wisconsin stations got $8.5 million in 2024. The cuts led to a back and forth between Representative Derek Van Orden and Senator Tammy Baldwin on X over whether emergency broadcast alerts would be affected. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
Hey there, Wisconsin. Tom Hartman here. Democracy is not a spectator sport, so join me each and every weekday right here on Civic Media for the Tom Hartman program from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Covering the news of the day and sharing ways for you to get off the sidelines and get active in your community, because change starts with you. Get involved and tune in to the Tom Hartman program Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on your local Civic Media radio station.
Is getting vaccinated on your to-do list? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
Yes, you do. See how we've got you at yougotthis.usaging.org. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Morning and welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Box, Sweet Cal B on the board. Coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. Join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream. Good morning, live stream. On Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Coming up later on today, Maggie Dawn from 4 to 6 across the network, joined by our friend and colleague Jim Santel, nice. Host of Amicus, a law review. He is going to join Maggie, and then in the 5 o'clock hour, Maggie wants to hear from you. It is Sound Off.
Oh, okay.
Sound Off with Maggie Dawn at 5:06, so join Maggie today, 4 to 6 p.m. across the network. The Brewers... Mm-hmm. They won it last night, beat the Cubbies 7-3, now leading 2 games to zip in the NLDS. Game 3 is tomorrow in Chicago at Wrigley Field, and Amtrak is running a special train.
Nice.
That is sounds like a really fun way to get down there.
I would just take the train and then come immediately back.
Just to go for a ride.
Well, I can't afford NLDS tickets. I mean, in Milwaukee, they're like $300 a piece now, so I couldn't afford Chicago prices.
I went to one game at Wrigley Field many years ago. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful ballpark.
Yeah,
beautiful,
yeah.
Beautiful ballpark. But it's in a neighborhood.
Yes, it is.
It's really hard to get around.
It's like Lambeau Field. You're like, hey, there's Bob and Carol's house, and there's Lambeau Field right there.
Yeah, parking is always a nightmare, traffic is always a nightmare. So taking the train down there sounds like a pretty good option.
Yeah,
and they're going to have all kinds of special things. They're decking out the Hiawatha Line train to become the Brewers Express.
Nice.
So if you're going to be on board tomorrow, you will be greeted by a disc jockey. This is from CBS 58, by the way. The Racing Sausages.
Wow.
And the Brewers 4-1 Force. I don't know what that
is. Okay, so the 4-1 Force, if you go to a Brewers game like we went to last year, that's the crew that will get up on the dugout and will dance, throw T-shirts,
gotcha.
Run around. They're like a spirit squad, if you will.
Okay, they're cheerleaders,
yeah.
Essentially. The Brew crew will be on site handing out giveaways and 300 brats to share with the first train riding fans who show up. The Brewers Express will leave the Milwaukee Intermodal Station at 8:05 tomorrow morning, and then it's going to pick up Bernie Brewer, Barrelman, and more fans at the Milwaukee Airport Railroad Station. Every car of the Brewers Express decked out in blue and yellow. Fans dropped off at Chicago Union Station before the game. The first pitch set for 4:08.
All right. Yeah, it sounds like a good... Barrelman's terrifying, by the way. Barrelman's just terrifying because there's a look in his eyes and there's a smirk that just makes me like...
It makes you uncomfortable?
Makes me very uncomfortable. I don't know what Barrelman's up to, and I want Bernie Brewer to get down to brass tacks and find out what Barrelman's problem...
What's going on back there?
No, Jay, what Barrelman's problem with me is, because every time I look at that thing, it's like, I know what you did. I didn't do anything! Barrelman. Yeah.
Anybody going to the game tomorrow? We would love to hear from you at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. I certainly hope that there will be a similar number of Brewers fans who head down to Wrigley to take care of the Cubbies fans that headed up here.
Well, actually, there were fans in the stands. But from the highlights I saw last night, lots of Brewers fans at the stadium last night.
Good.
And it seems like that's how it's been for the first game as well. I will say this, I'm still on the tweeters, and I have never witnessed a more untethered group of people than not even Cubs fans. Like, Cubs fans is a whole other argument. But, like, the sports writers in Chicago, the way they are incapable of accepting the fact that I'm not saying, hey, congratulate the Brewers, be happy for the Brewers, but the way they just are so mean girl petty about certain, like, Jacob Mizorowski last night pitched a ball. He didn't catch it, but he got the grounder and he ran over to first base and he was very excited because the guy was out and they kept moving forward and people are making fun of him for doing that. It's like, dude, he's a 23-year-old kid. He pitches in the major leagues.
He's Nuke LaLoosh.
And he got to do something cool. Let him be excited.
They were being pissy about that?
Absolutely they were being.
Well, they lost two games now, so yeah. I guess they got to find something.
Well, they gave up seven. They gave up seven runs.
And hey, I may be the only one who did not know this, but we have an Abner.
Yes, Abner Uribe.
The Brewers have an Abner.
Mm-hmm.
I think that just locks it up for us.
That's it.
An Abner.
Just give us the ring.
What is more baseball than the name Abner?
And I told you, if a guy on the team's name was Steve Baseball, I think that's the only way. But that
Abner.
Okay.
Come on.
Yep. If you want to know what that means, just look up Abner Doubleday, and that will be your reference for you Ken Burns baseball nerds like me. But yeah, he's a very, very good player. It's a very good team. It's very exciting. I the excitement they have, William Contreras' home run last night, every time he hits a home run, I love it. I absolutely love it. But yeah, I mean, they're firing on all cylinders. It's looking good, but it's not over. There's still games to be played in this series.
Oh, yes.
And they're going to Chicago where the vibe is going to change. The energy is going to change.
Yep.
And I just want my Brew crew to keep the head down, looking forward, staying on target, as they say in the Star Wars movies. Stay on target.
When I was listening to Pat and Parker this morning coming into work, and they were talking about... It does seem to be kind of a pattern, though. We let them get like three runs in the first inning, and then we chase them.
Well, I mean...
And it seems to be working so far.
They got three runs in the first inning, then we came and got three runs in the first inning as well. But the first game was great. One run, they're like, oh, no. And then we're like, oh, they're up by nine in the first inning. Oops.
Go crew.
Go crew.
Go crew.
Boom.
News is coming up next when we come back. Pat Kreitlow from Mornings with Pat Kreitlow will be here. We're going to talk a little bit about Tom Tiffany. Stay with us. His website has changed. stay with us. You're listening to Matt and Air on Air on the vast statewide, countrywide. You can pick us up around the world on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
You're listening to 107.5 WLAK, Amory's home for the Midwest Farm Report with me, Pam Yonke.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. President Trump ordering the National Guard to Portland. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem is there, this despite a judge's order blocking the president's guard deployment in Oregon. Meanwhile, in Chicago, Mayor Brandon Johnson said the Trump administration has not told him where the National Guard is, when it may arrive in Chicago, or what its task will be.
The federal government is out of control. This is one of the most dangerous times in our nation's history.
Chicago and the state of Illinois sued Trump on Monday over the Chicago Guard deployment. The government shut down entering its second week, President Trump warning that back pay for some 750,000 furloughed federal workers is not guaranteed. Matt Van Epps, a former commissioner in Tennessee Governor Bill Lee's administration, won a crowded Republican primary today, an special election to replace Republican Congressman Mark Green, who left office this summer. This is ABC News.
Another Brewers comeback. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers with a 7-3 win over the Cubs last night in Milwaukee. The crew now up 2-0 in the best of 5 series, which now moves to Chicago tomorrow afternoon just after 4 o'clock. Manager Pat Murphy.
How does this team have the best record in baseball? Nobody predicted they'd be over 500. And then we have all the injuries. Certainly nobody was banking on us.
Home runs from Andrew Vaughn, Jackson Churio, and William Contreras, who says he dedicates it to the fans.
I'm going to do everything for the Brewer fans. I'm going to do everything for my teammate. I want to be one of the best on the plate. I want to be the best catcher. They have to look control how play. I want to bring that energy too for the team. And now it's showtime.
The Cubs now down 2-0.
After getting off to a great start, those mistakes were 2-3 on homers is going to be, you're not going to win playoff games giving up 2-3 on homers. That was just too much to overcome.
That's Cubs manager Craig Counsell with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. Actor Channing Tatum says the Hollywood system is upside down, and the way things are now, actors are encouraged to make bad films to cash in as opposed to focusing on artful films. During an episode of Hot Ones on YouTube, Tatum wolfed down some spicy hot wings and talked about how streaming has good and bad effects on the industry, insinuating that there are more opportunities to do good work, but also more paychecks out there for bad work. Tatum's new film, Roofman, opens October 10th. Speaking of Roofman, Tatum's co-star Kirsten Dunst has come along way since she was in the film Interview with a Vampire with Tom Cruise at the age of 11. The actress has had a 30-plus year career in Hollywood with credits that include Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, Bring It On, Spider-Man, and Civil War. Dunst recently told People.com she attributes her long career to two things, friends and family. Roofman opens this weekend in theaters. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke here. You're listening to 107.5 WLAK, home of the Midwest Farm Report.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Frost advisory overnight, mostly clear, areas of frost and lows in the low 30s. We'll look for sunshine for tomorrow, highs in the upper 50s, and continued warming for Thursday and Friday, with sun, highs in the mid 60s. Currently it's 41 degrees.
Drivers, Austin Cindric here. As a NASCAR Cup Series driver of the number 2 Discount Tire Ford Mustang, there's a few rules of the road I like to tell my family and friends. Tire pressure is critical to safety because underinflated tires are more likely to fail. Plus, properly inflated tires will give you better gas mileage. Make sure to check your tire pressure at least once a month or stop by a local tire retailer for an air check.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
I like these organized mazes much, much better. On our street, there were these triplets, and the triplets were like 3 or 4 years old. We were just talking with the neighbors, and next thing we know, the triplets are gone. They thought we were playing hide and seek, so even though we're calling for them in the cornfield, they're not calling back. And that was a crazy 20 minutes, a fearful 20 minutes with the sun going down until we found them.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pat Kreitlow.
On Wednesday, Chuck Collins from Patriotic Millionaires on his new book about how concentrated wealth and power are ruining our lives and our planet.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Good morning. Welcome, welcome to Matinee on Air. Jane Matinee, Greg Buck, the Board Lord, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. Join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. You can leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Joining us now, like he does every other Tuesday, no matter where he is in the world, this is the kind of fine broadcaster he is. Host of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Pat Kreitlow is joining us from Texas.
So dedicated, dedicated to making sure that his vacation days are used on a beach.
Smart
in
move.
Winter time, so that when I'm doing other traveling, I will show up wherever need be. So I'm in the Dallas area visiting kids and grandkids, and it's all very fun. But then for the time during the radio show when they're all sleeping in anyway.
Yeah, I suppose.
I just come over to one of the guest rooms here and yap, which is what I do best.
Well, we're delighted to have you here. Thank you for joining us. Wanted to start off with this, of course, not a big surprise, but I still think it's worth pointing out. Tom Tiffany recently announced he is throwing his hat in the ring to run for Wisconsin governor. He is widely at this point believed to be the front runner. He certainly has the most name recognition. But Daniel Bice, as is his wont, goes looking around. People don't sniff, like sniff, him. Sniff. Yep. Sniffing around.
Sniff, sniff, sniff. Sniff, sniff, sniff. Sniff those candidates.
He has an article in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Representative Tom Tiffany erases abortion, gun rights, and other issues from his personal website. Yeah, that's the thing about the internet. It's forever.
It's forever.
Yep. It doesn't forget. According to this article from Daniel Bice, if you go to TomTiffany.com today, the issues page that was there forever is now gone.
Huh.
No more issues. Now it's solutions.
And what kind of solutions, Jane? Oh. What kind of hard-hitting, weirdly specific solutions does Tom Tiffany have now?
Let me elaborate for you.
Oh, yes.
Protect what makes Wisconsin great.
Cheese curds.
Lower cost for every Wisconsinite.
Cool. What?
Wait, those are the solutions. Protect.
I mean, you could put that in a bill right now. That bill would pass.
Right? Yes. Protect what makes Wisconsin great and lower costs for every Wisconsinite. That is on his solutions page.
Todd Alba always talks about what makes Wisconsin great, and it's a great day to be a Wisconsinite. So Tom Tiffany is on the record of saying he would like to wrap Todd Alba in some bubble wrap and protect him. Because that's as specific as Tom Tiffany isn't any more specific, so prove me wrong, Congressman.
So in comedy, there's a thing where a
timing.
A
Well done.
Sorry. You are the professional. Please continue.
Don't you ever be funnier than me again. No, in comedy, there's this thing where if you're seasoned enough, if you've been doing it long enough, you see someone on stage, you just and they're not doing well, but they seem to be talking with confidence. You can say something to the effect of, these aren't jokes. These are premises, and the premise is the basis of a joke. You base your joke around the premise. My point is, these are premises. These aren't jokes. These aren't solutions. These are nothing.
These are statements.
These are the answers to asking someone on the street, what do you want to see happen in Wisconsin? And they're carrying groceries and answering quick because they have things to do. These are not answers to any problems. These are just pie in the sky, whatever, from a guy who wants so bad now to be of Wisconsin. When you said he threw his hat in, all I can think of now is that stupid trucker's cap that he wears that says Wisconsin, or it says home, where Wisconsin is the O, because he wants to be of Wisconsin so bad now.
Again, we're talking about an article from Daniel Bice. Pat Kreitlow is here on Matinee on Air. An article from Daniel Bice that talks about how TomTiffany.com has changed since Tom Tiffany announced he's going to be running for governor. His issues page is gone, replaced by a list of solutions, which include protect what makes Wisconsin great and lower costs for every Wisconsinite. Of course, no details on how we would do that or even what makes Wisconsin great.
No, because again, what he says would make Wisconsin great, you know, might involve strip mining, you know, throughout the woods and forests, the Apostle Islands.
Yes.
We understand where Tom and Tom Tiffany does not want to be that specific on his site. Now, to be fair, as Dan Schaefer pointed out on my show in the last hour, when anybody first runs for office, they tend to do a bit of a digital scrubbing or cleaning up, freshening things, I guess, is the way that you could put it.
A digital dusting, perhaps.
A digital dusting instead of the stack of magazines that are mostly based on the swimsuit issue, it's now Hordes Dairyman, you know, or Highlights for Kids, something like that. And that's all that Tom Tiffany is doing here, is just cleaning up a bit. In much the same way that he tried to clean up his position on abortion rights by saying, I love this, it's so lawyerly, I support current law, what it doesn't say is, if they put an abortion ban bill under my nose, I will sign it in 2 seconds. He doesn't have to say that. He just says, I support state law as it is currently written. So, yeah, Tom, that's what you would have to do as governor, yes.
And that's where the question I have is. So, okay, at this point, unless something crazy happens, it feels like all of the signs are pointing that Tom Tiffany, I don't want to call him the presumptive nominee, but he's working towards being the guy.
Yes.
Yes.
He has to capture the Trump vote to do that. And he's done a good job. Like he has made it clear he is of the Trump camp. There's no doubting that.
Waiting for the endorsement.
No daylight.
So the question I have is, does scrubbing that information from his website actually do him damage, because he needs to keep those Trump bones? I mean, here's the thing is, you could still have, I am 100% pro-life, I am 100% drilling, I am 100% all of those things that Trump is, as well as that camp likes to exude. You could also throw those two ridiculous statements on there too, and it still works. Does it harm him scrubbing his website? Can people say, oh, is he trying to soften his image? And then maybe MAGA voters will be like, oh, wait a minute. I don't know. Do you not believe in a right to life anymore? You know what I mean? Does this harm him?
I think they understand the wink. They understand the wink that is at play here. And again, referencing back to Dan Schaefer, he made a similar point with Maria Lazar, the Court of Appeals judge now running for Wisconsin Supreme Court, who has a very deep history with extremist groups, but is billing herself as the independent candidate to get the politics out of the Supreme Court.
Yes.
And there's nobody that supported her in the past that isn't hearing the wink that's in there.
Yeah.
And so if you're going to go there, go there. If you're running from the far right and then you want to build off that base, then just, you know, be big enough to do that and don't pretend to be something that you're not.
If you're just joining us, Pat Kreitlow, host of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on Civic Media, is our guest here on Matt and Air on Air. And we're talking about Tom Tiffany's campaign for Wisconsin governor and how, since he has made his announcement, his website has changed just a little bit from his long-standing positions on guns and also on abortion. Tiffany, just as a reminder, has been endorsed by Wisconsin Right to Life, Wisconsin Family Action. He has an A+ from Susan B. Anthony, Pro-Life America.
And so weird.
And it's important to point out that those groups want to get rid of not only all abortions, but also all birth control.
Yes.
Except for the rhythm method. I think that's still okay. My cousin, we can talk about the efficiency with my cousin who has 5 kids.
Gloria Stefan said it best. The rhythm is going to get you, all right?
Yeah, it'll get you, all right.
I was going to say, being married to an OBGYN, the rhythm method is just get used to the rhythm of a lullaby, because you'll be singing that before too much longer.
A long time.
But again, the more serious point is the control that these people want over women's bodies, over everybody's bodies and decision making. These are folks that will talk all about, you know, what makes Wisconsin great. Well, one of the things that makes Wisconsin great would be a little thing I'd call liberty. you know, and I don't mean the insurance. I mean the actual thing that gives you the freedom to make some of your own choices and not have government impose itself between you and your doctor, for example, or, you know, who you can love and whether you can get a free public education, all of those things. But these are not the things that are supporting these couple of candidates that we're talking about. And they should just say what they really are for and stop mm-hmm. trying to hide it.
It's almost like they're not proud of their policy positions when the light is shown upon them. And the question I have is, in a debate situation, and I'm going to pick the one like a Sarah Rodriguez or a Kelda Royce or a Fran Hong mm-hmm. standing next to them on at a podium on the debate stage. That is going to be tough for Tom Tiffany. Because Tom Tiffany has been a relatively quiet man in the Congress. People, he's really
Because what he'll do is he sees that as an opportunity to paint any of those candidates as extreme. He will try to go on offense and claim that these are people who want abortion on demand, even at the ninth month. And yes, Fran Hong and Kelda Royce and the others will point out how they're lying eight ways to Sunday, ironically mentioning Sunday when talking about their points of view. But, you know, the Tom Tiffany's out there will simply say, oh, yeah, abortion on demand, ninth month. We've got to protect against extremists like that. So, you know, they'll simply try to go on offense and paint any progressive candidate as something that they're not.
Yeah, it's very fascinating to me that I know he's been around, and I don't want to say he came out of the woodwork, but he hasn't really made a name for himself in this state.
Well, no, he's been enjoying a great gig.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, but
great gig in a red district, a red state Senate district, a red congressional district. And now that he's got to run statewide, where the progressive or the Democratic candidate has won 15 of the last 18 statewide races, you know, they know you can't start from the far right. You've got to try to pretend that you're in the middle and see who all you can, you know, convince of that between now and next November.
He was asked if the Republican-controlled legislature passed a bill setting an abortion ban at less than 20 weeks, what he would do. Tiffany says, I'd have to evaluate it, but it is not my goal to change anything. Doesn't say he won't.
I'm going to look into that, Jane. I'll get back to you.
Will you get back to me? Let me know.
Again, just replace, you know, Tom Tiffany with Scott Walker and replace abortion with union busting laws, so-called right to work laws, where Scott Walker said throughout 2014, oh, that's not a priority of mine. And oh, we'll see. And I'm not seeking that. And it was like the very first bill that got passed after he got reelected and he couldn't sign it fast enough, which was odd for it not being a priority of his. Same thing would happen here.
Well, and it's kind of like our Supreme Court. We have Kavanaugh and Gorsuch and Coney Barrett, who all sat there and lied.
Sorry to see this. Oh, it's already decided.
Yep, it's already decided. Yeah. It's precedent. We won't touch that. Yeah, that was a lie.
Well, and another thing, too, really quick, is that I mentioned that to Dan, what you just mentioned as far as like the 2024 election and the 2016 election went one way. It was very decisive in what Wisconsin wanted in the president. But our statewide elections have been not that same kind of the two between those. With regard to the Supreme Court of the state, have shown very, very decisively that this state moves more in the left when it comes to our state politics. And that's something I think Tom Tiffany is going to have a hard time dealing with.
We're going to continue our conversation with Pat Kreitlow from Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin Senior Senator Ron Johnson. He's upset.
Is he concerned?
No, he's very concerned. Oh, no. We'll talk about that next. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Heather Williams, she's president of the Democratic Legislative Campaign Committee.
We have our spotlight races. We share them on our website. You can head to dlcc.org. And they are excellent places for people who want to get involved and, frankly, who know that we are not going to win this election on vibes. Like, we have to get out and do the work, and we must communicate with our neighbors, with our community. We must show up for people. Not only do they deserve it, but they expect it.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Actor, writer, and my son, Joe Schwabe. Do you have a favorite one-hit wonder song, Joe?
I don't know. That's not great radio.
30
I'm
seconds.
Giving you right
what,
now.
But, what about What Does the Fox Say? We grew up kind of in the same era, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what is the Fox Say? Or Gundam Style?
Oh, those are terrible.
That's another one. Oh, whatever.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Nobody had to tell your grandparents not to drive while using their typewriters. Why should it be any different for us kids and our cell phones? Distracted driving was the cause of more than 3,000 deaths in 2022. Come on, we're smarter than this. Let's put down the phones and focus on the roads. Drive safe, everybody.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Every 15 seconds, someone is diagnosed with cancer. If it's happened to you or someone you love, the American Cancer Society can help at every step of the journey. Visit cancer.org today.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Start your day with me, Pam Yonke, every morning with the Midwest Farm Report, right here on 107.5 WLAK.
You're listening to 107.5 WLAK, Amory's home for Matinee on Air weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
You're listening to 107.5 WLAK, Amory's home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
107.5 WLAK, Amory's real news and great conversation, and home to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report, right here on 107.5 WLAK. Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 107.5 WLAK.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matinee on Air. Jane Matinee, Greg Bach, our one, our only Cal Zone on the board. Coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. Join us. Call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We want to congratulate our multi-state text to win, go for the green and gold winner, the grand prize winner, Dennis from Minocqua.
Yay!
Was listening to WCQM, and Dennis picked up that pair of indoor club level seats to see the Packers. I'm sorry, two teams. One wears green, the other one wears purple. Those teams, November 23rd at noon at a football field somewhere. And we have a gas card to get you there and back. So congratulations, Dennis from Minocqua, and to everybody else who entered and won our daily prize, Dave and Richland Center and Ron and Madison and Luann and Amory and so many more. And thanks to everybody who took part. Make sure you have the Civic Media app for the next time around, because we will have more text to win contests. That wasn't a bad save. Come on, you guys.
That was a save.
Broadcast came, professional.
That is there. A save that came from a second runner-up radio show at the WBAs. I have a piece of paper that says so.
Yeah, exactly.
We'd be first runner-up. If we're second place, that's first runner-up.
So
it's like third cousin twice removed, but we're award-winning.
Pat Kreitlow is here, host of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. We're going to talk about Senator Ron Johnson isn't happy, but I do want to mention this because there are hearings now underway. Attorney General Pam Bondi not answering questions in front of House members. And she's being asked about Jeffrey Epstein and essentially avoiding every single possible question about what evidence they have and what they're going to share and all those things. Yesterday, the President of the United States was asked whether or not he would consider granting a pardon for Ghislaine Maxwell, of course, Jeffrey Epstein's procurer. And he said, first of all, he said, who? That's a name I haven't heard in so long. Yeah. Who?
Yeah.
You mean the woman you wished well when she was first sentenced to prison? That woman that you wished her well? Yeah. Now he says, I haven't heard that name in so long. I'd have to take a look at it. I'll speak to the DOJ. The woman is in prison for trafficking children, and he doesn't come back with a no, I would never pardon her. He comes back with, I don't know. I'll have to look at it.
He comes back with the political version of hamana, 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 hamana.
Yeah.
How do I get out of this?
I don't know. No? We might. Yeah.
He'll get back to you.
Yeah, he'll think on it. Okay, good to know. Ron Johnson is very upset because...
Oh, no.
Yeah, I know. Republicans say the FBI targeted Rojo's phone records as part of an investigation into January 6th, along with several other Republicans, including Chuck Grassley. Johnson says, this doesn't surprise me. It should shock every American. It's a blatant abuse of power, a blatant political persecution. There are tapes, videotapes of the fake electors, because that's what this is about. Trying to get these fake elector ballots to Mike Pence on January 6th, so he would essentially throw the election to Donald Trump. These guys are on videotape, Pat.
It will never not enrage me that we were this close, it appeared, toward actual consequences for people who tried to overthrow an American election. And all Ron Johnson did yesterday, along with these other Republican senators, was confirm how close we had all come.
Yeah.
For a country to heal and to have people who tried to undermine an election or undermine confidence in it the way that Ron Johnson did with his dog and pony show hearings, you know, in December of 2020, and who almost became a mule for fake ballots, if only that meddling Mike Pence had gone along with the whole scheme.
Yeah, that rotten Mike Pence.
So, I mean, Ron can clutch all the pearls he wants, but he's simply reminding us the depths to which he and others knew what Trump wanted to do and were willing to go along with whatever role he had decided for them to play. And they came awfully close to getting away with it.
Yes.
But even though they didn't get away with overturning it, they got away with, avoiding any consequences. And as a result, being able to, you know, win again, get back in power and undo any cleanup that was done to try to restore faith in American democracy. So this story is just enraging on the notion that reminds us that we're still a long way from having justice done for what Donald Trump tried to do in 2020.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt.
Well, I'm sorry to say this. It'll never happen. We didn't. We prosecuted one guy for the 2008 meltdown of Wall Street. And
he was a lackey.
He was a lackey.
He was a lackey.
You think that sitting senators and congressmen are going to be thrown in prison or even just given a fine for trying to upend our elections? And
you're
by the way,
probably right.
And by the way, if you think that this was an abuse of power from the FBI, you are standing up and defending the attempt of overthrowing our democracy. I'm sorry to sound dramatic, but as you said, Pat, I am tired of these guys. When it happened, they were fearing for their lives. So justifiably so.
Yes.
And we all felt for them. And now they're like, they were tourists. They were walking around. They were having a good time.
It was a love fest.
Oh, they were walking.
January 6th was a love fest.
You're probably right, Greg. But I, for one, am one of the people going forward looking for that accountability in the next election and the election after that. I want to hear candidates say, this will not be a Gerald Ford pardoning Nixon situation.
Yep.
I will pursue this until justice is done.
Join Pat Kreitlow for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, 6 to 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Thank you so very much, Pat. We will see you in a couple.
Thank you. All right,
news coming up next, and when we return, we'll be joined by the fabulous farm babe, Pam Yonke. Stay close. You are listening to Matt and Air on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Hacker. Remembrances across Israel, the 1,200 people killed by Hamas terrorists and the 250 hostages taken exactly 2 years ago. Among the 20 hostages still believed to be alive are twins Gali and Ziv Berman, their older brother Liran Berman.
We have intelligence from February. They are alive. They are strong. They are surviving. They are survivors, and they will come out. We will hug them.
The Gaza Health Ministry reports that 67,000 have been killed there since the war started. Members of the Texas National Guard have arrived in Illinois. Chicago's mayor says the Trump administration has not told him how and where they'll use the troops. The government shutdown entering its second week. President Trump suggesting some of the 750,000 federal workers now furloughed without paychecks may not get back pay when the government reopens, even though that's the law. This is ABC News.